Good afternoon and welcome back to the Big Bear Arena. Dave Watson, Matt Arbuck, broadcast engineer Tiffany Stratton back at the Radio Sioux Studios. We're underway. Port Huron Northern at Sioux High in high school hockey. Blue Devils move from right to left as seen on your radio dial. They get the puck into the Huskies zone. They dump it down left wing corner. Played there by the big defenseman. That's going to be number 20, Nolan Johnston. He has it turned over. Sioux High fires it down low. Left wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by the Huskies. Matt Monahan turns it over. Here comes Sioux High left wing corner. This is played by Dominic Chico. Chico with the puck, he'll buzz it around, cycle it back to the point and lose the puck. It slips off a stick, goes all the way down into the Sioux High zone. Jay Dunbar will play it there. Dunbar off the dashers down and behind the net. Here comes Sioux High, they'll turn it over. Loose puck comes out in front of the goaltender, picked up there by Dunbar, and Dunbar will dump it the length of the ice. It will go in behind Logan Sheffer. Underway, we've just not even played a minute. 16:14 left opening period, no score, faceoff. Back down to the Blue Devil end to the left to Tristan Forgrave.
Sioux High started this game really fast, Dave. It's really nice to see after last night. They're reeling right now.
Now this is going to be the drop of the puck picked up there by Sioux High. They'll play it back down to behind the net now. Fired up the boards. This is going to be shot in there by Odin Medrick. Medrick fires it in, and now the Huskies try to play it off the dashers. Sioux High dumps it right back into the zone. Left wing corner down and behind the net. Silas Klink has it there, and Klink will play it over to number 8, and that is Colin Orr, their top scorer. Now Orr plays it up, turns it over. Sioux High has it. Now Evan Hoagland has it knocked away. Back at the Sioux High blue line, picked up by the Huskies. They'll walk right in now. This is Josh Simpson. Offsides is the call. Moving into that right wing side. 15:39 to go, opening period. Still no score, just underway. Rodenroth Motor Showcase, the finale. Sioux High has 2 home games after this one, and it will be in the middle of February on the 11th and the 12th of the month, as Nagani and Traverse City West will be in town. TC West in town this weekend. They lost to Warren De La Salle earlier today, 4-1. A top-ranked team in Division III, the Pilots are, and they look like it all weekend. Now Sioux High has the puck, and now the Huskies will get it back. Number 18 with it, and it's Namia Barrett. Barrett sends it in, and the save is made by Tristan Forgrave. Out there as well on that line was Becca Larson, number 6, young lady. And they were telling me she's a pretty solid player as well for them. Playing with the boys.
I was watching her warm up. She looks like she had some pretty good hands on her.
Now they'll drop the puck down on behind the Sioux High net. Blue Devils have it. Of course, Abby Rock making big news. The front page of Sports Illustrated, the front cover, a big ESPN article on her this week. There's a shot high riser up in the netting, and she's really the golden girl of the USA team from Sault Ste. Marie. Former Blue Devil on back-to-back state championship teams that played in the championship. Drop of the puck now in the neutral zone of Sioux High, picked up by the Blue Devils. Cale Bell has it there. Bell will head up ice from center, and he'll dump it off the dashers down and behind the net. It will wheel around the boards of the right wing corner. Evan Kennedy with it. He'll lose it. Sioux High has to retreat back to center, trailing back now. Back at center, Cale Bell. Bell moves in. Bell now quick shot above the faceoff circle. Kicked away. Good save there by Scheffler. And now it comes back up top. Held in at the point. They try to send it in front. Kennedy bats it around, and he won't touch it because he had a high stick on that shot, he thought. And now it's picked up by the Huskies. Port Huron will dump it back out to center. Now we get a whistle as they fired it in on the dashers. Stoppage in play. 14:26 left in the opening period. Scoreless here, Sioux High and Port Huron Northern. And kind of a feel-out process going on between the two teams.
They are. I like what Sioux High is doing. They played the same way last night. They dumped the puck in. They're having one forward. They're keeping the other two back. But they've already made a few mistakes. They've made Port Huron make a few mistakes. So I like that strategy going forward.
Shot goes in off the side of the net. Forgrave makes the save. 14:13 to go. Opening period of play. No score. Tristan Forgrave played very well in the net in the third period last night, and gets the start here today. Face off to the right of Forgrave, taken by the Blue Devils. Goodrich plays it now on the backhand, back over to the left corner. Odin Medrick now tries to get it up ahead. He misses McDonald on the pass. Picked up there by Port Huron. It's Klink. Klink plays it off the dashers. Sioux High retreats back. Now it's Medrick. Medrick now to Goodrich. Goodrich now in the neutral zone. Knocked away there. Trace Moran taps it up ahead. He misses his man on the pass, Eli Hills. Now it's shot up back out the center, and they'll fire it back into the Blue Devils. Now it's picked up by Medrick. He'll dump it in front of the port here on Northern net. Now it's going to be played there by Silas Klink. Klink now tap pass up ahead. He misses his man, and it's shot all the way down the ice. We'll get a whistle icing call. 13:33 to go, opening period. Still no score. Faceoff will come down in the port here on Northern zone to the left of the goaltender, Logan Sheffer.
I really thought Port Huron was going to come out and throw their body around a lot more than they have. They haven't really done it. I think Sioux High needs to maybe up that part right now and start getting Port Huron off their square, see if they can get something going.
Faceoff now, won by the Blue Devils, and now it's picked up down and behind the net by the Huskies. Port Huron Northern plays it up ahead. It's off the back skate of a Blue Devil, and they're able to fire it back down and behind Sheffer. Sioux High goes after it. Port Huron Northern picks it up. Kyron Bruno. Bruno plays it on the hurt around over to the left wing corner. Played by Chico. Dom Chico to Evan Kennedy. Kennedy cycles it back down and behind the Huskies net. Port Huron Northern brings it up ahead on a breakout pass. Missing everybody. That was Ryland Chauvin going after it. Blue Devils get it back and behind their own net, and they'll circle around. Jay Dunbar, tap pass up ahead. Here comes Sioux High, goes off a skate, up ahead to Chico, he'll miss it. Evan Hoagland off the high glass, he'll fire it down and behind Sheffer. Blue Devils go for a line change. Port Huron Northern now will head up ice in their own blue line. Picked up there by big number 17 for them, that's Nick Robbins. Robbins out the center, Robbins will get it back. Linesman is in the way. Two Blue Devils and a Husky in there, two Huskies. Number 23, that's Jack Bringard. Bringard loses it out the center. Blue Devils pick it up. Goodridge will fire it down on the dashers, down and behind the net. Now it's turned over. Sioux High has it. Wilson in front to Moran. He shoots, kicked away the rebound. Sioux High battling after it. Forward here on Northern clears it out. It comes all the way out to center. That's the best scoring chance of the day so far. Goodrich in his own zone will wheel around. Andy Goodrich now turns it over at the blue line. Pop right back out. Now Joey Engel. Engel now to Avery Wilson. Wilson now will fire just above the blue line, and it's saved by Scheffler. And now the Huskies will bring it up ahead as they'll try to stretch pass it out across the blue line. Whistle offsides there. Number 14 offsides, Matt Monahan. No score, 11:51 to go, opening period.
What a great breakout pass that was. A little bit of a stretch pass right over here to the left side of the ice. Very good to Sioux High. They entered the zone. It was a quick shot. You know, they're really pressing right now. It's a good thing. See if they can get a goal out of it.
Face off to the right of the goaltender now of Sheffer. Now Kennedy has it down and behind the net. Kennedy down low into the right wing corner along the wall. Evan Kennedy. Kennedy now plays it back, cycles the puck, tries to get around two Huskies, cannot. Now it's picked up at the point. Now this is Medrick, the shot kicked away. Nice save by Sheffer. Now it comes out to the blue line. Dunbar holds it in. Now Dunbar with it. Dunbar, and there's a collision there. Dominic Chico fires it down low into the corner. Now picked up by Sioux High. This is Kennedy. Kennedy now over to Hoagland. Hoagland's shot, and that's knocked away by Sheffer as he has shown he has big save ability. Their top goaltender, no score between the Huskies and Sioux High.
Sioux High is doing a really good job of cycling this puck, keeping that play in the offensive zone right now. They're playing excellent. This is a great show.
Face off to the left of the goaltender Sheffer. And it's Josh Simpson for the draw with Trace Moran picked up there by the Huskies. Huskies will bring it up ahead. Tap pass out the center. Loose puck there. They'll bounce around in the neutral zone. Now Ethan McDonald has it. McDonald sends it to the Husky blue line. Loose puck, they jostle. McDonald has it in between the circles. A high riser. It goes just off the glass, down and behind the net. Now down low, left wing corner. Picked up there by the Huskies, Nolan Johnston. Johnston on a stretch pass, misses everybody, off the dashers and down in behind the net. It goes for an icing call. 10:48 to go, opening period, and there's no score at the Bear. Dave Watson, Matt Arbick here at the Big Bear Arena for the Rodenroth Motors Showcase, the finale of three weeks of showcases here. Tiffany Stratton works our variable resistors back to the WSOL studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Now down and behind the Husky net, Port Huron Northern goes after it. They'll jostle for it, picked up there by number 6, Becca Larson. Sioux High gets to it, Chico. Chico to Hoagland. Hoagland from the slot, dangled around, sent it in front. It's cleared out, goes down low, in behind the net. Now Chico has the puck. Chico plays it there. Suhai has it back over to Cale Bell. Bell sends it in front. He misses everybody. It goes down low into the corner. Goodrich now over to Hoagland. Hoagland trying to hold it in. Hoagland cycling the puck. He'll lose it. Now they'll jostle again. Kennedy can't get to it. Huskies try to clear it out. They finally do. It goes beyond Hoagland's reach all the way down to the Suhai end. No score here. We played 8 minutes. There's a bad turnover. There's a shot kicked away. Larson had a great chance in Forgrave with a big save. Becca Larson nearly off the Suhai. Horrible turnover. Blue Devils dump it down and behind the Husky net. Here comes Port Huron Northern right wing side moving in. This is Jeremiah McHugh with a shot, and that's off the shoulder of Forgrave. It rails around the boards. Back out to the blue line. Huskies try to hold it in. They cross ice pass. Misses everybody. Suhai with it. They'll head up ice out to center. Avery Wilson walking right in around the D. Wilson drop pass off to Joey Engel. He couldn't hang on. Picked up there by the Huskies. No score. 9.5 to go in the opening period of play. Port Huron Northern with the puck in their own end. Silas Klink. Klink now with the puck. Klink tries to bring it up ahead. Drop pass up ahead to Matt Monahan. Monahan dumps it down and behind Forgrave. Suhai digs it free. Walks in down and behind their own net and heads up ice. Now Medrick to Wilson. He loses it. Knocked away there by Jack Bringard. Now Matt Monahan chases it. Joey Engel dumps it out to center for Suhai. Shot right back in by the Huskies. In down in behind the Blue Devil net it goes in the right wing corner. Medrick. Medrick to Engel. Engel will now dangle the puck. Cross ice pass. Misses everybody. Goes out to the Port Huron Northern zone. Out to their blue line. Now they'll deflect it up ahead now. This is played by Simpson. Josh Simpson will dump it in. Suhai has the puck. Now it's shot around the boards. Picked up by the Huskies. This is going to be played by Jake Kerrigan. Knocked away. Suhai gets to it. Now it's Chico. Chico loses it. Goodrich taps it off now to Jay Dunbar. Dunbar heads up ice. Dunbar off it goes to Kennedy. Mishandles it. Back in the Suhai neutral zone. Blue Devils have the puck. Scoreless we are. Nearing 8 minute mark, there's a shot above the blue line, and that's fired in by the Blue Devils. Save made by Sheffer. 8:16 to go in the opening period. Still no score.
This is a great response by Port here on Suhai. Was kind of dominating this period. Suhai had that really bad turnover right in front of Forgrave, and you know, he kind of looked like Terry Sawchuk a little bit with his, he stood right up. He didn't even go down the butterfly.
It caught Becca Larson off guard because she fell down there. I bet her eyes were like saucers. I have a chance.
Yeah, she probably couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she's moving in again with an odd man rush, and Suhai has it knocked away as it goes down and behind the Blue Devil net. Around the boards it goes. Blue Devils bring it up. This is Trace Moran. Moran moving in, crisscrossing from right to left, trying to get around the D. Good play to headman up there by the big D man for the Huskies. Out to the right point, Cale Bell. Bell sends it in front, deflects wide of the net. Huskies get to it, and they'll head up ice off the Dashers. It's shot down there by Nehemiah Barrett, and it's whistle as we get a stoppage in play. Another icing call, it appears. Scoreless. 7:41 to go, opening period. Faceoff back down to the right of Logan Sheffer in that Huskies end.
These two teams are pretty evenly matched, Dave, and they're really playing like it. There's a lot of back and forth action right now.
It is, and they're almost like they don't want to reach to make a mistake. I mean, but they're both having good chances at the same time. For the drop of the puck, Suhai has it. They turn it over. Here come the Huskies moving in. This is Matt Monahan, odd man rush. Across the blue line from the right slot, fakes a shot. Now it's blocked, picked up by the Blue Devils. Suhai Kennedy loses it. Huskies will pick it up. Bringard, he'll fire it on the hard around down and behind the net. In behind Forgrave it goes. Cale Bell. Bell off the Dashers, up to Kennedy. Little tap pass to Hoagland. Hoagland out to center. Will fire it down and behind Sheffer. 7:15 to go, opening period. Huskies with the puck at their own end. They'll fire it up the left wing side. Now Bringard nearly turns it over. They do. Chico in front. Bouncing puck off the stick of Kennedy. It goes just wide of the net. Down and behind the net. Now Chico. Chico fires it in front, knocked away. Huskies now with it. Matt Monahan. Monahan to Bringard. Bringard out to center. Bringard dumps it down and behind Forgrave. We get a whistle and a stoppage in play. 6:54 to go in the opening period. Suhai with another good chance.
That's been icing. You know, Dominic Chico is playing really good right now. He's buzzing. He's all over the puck. He's getting a few shots. He's creating chances for his line mates. Yeah, there's not much else you can say about him right now. He's playing excellent.
Now for the drop of the puck. There's Wilson off the draw. The shot kicked away. Now Avery tries to hold it in. It's chopped up by the Huskies. Comes out to center. fired it in there by Dunbar, and Sheffer leaves it there. Huskies have it. They'll try to cut around two Sioux High players in front of their own net now. That's Colin Orr with the puck. Orr plays it up ahead, loses it, and the Blue Devils dump it back and behind Sheffer again. Scoreless, 6.5 to go opening period at the Bear. Port here on Northern and Sioux High. Turnover by the Huskies at the Blue Devil blue line. They tap it in there, and now the Huskies will pick it up, and they'll head up ice from the neutral zone area. They'll bounce it all the way across the Sioux High zone. Now it's picked up there by the Huskies. We get a whistle, a stoppage in play in front of that Blue Devil bench. Number 22, Josh Simpson, was going after it. 6:12 to go in the opening period, still scoreless.
Another offsides.
Must have been.
Maybe, yeah. That's two whistles in a row. I don't know what happened.
And that's why I kind of just stopped. And don't. Now drop of the puck, Chico. Tap pass, Hoagland off the high glass. Takes that weird bounce off that stanchion again. We've seen it 2 days in a row. And usually you have that at the Puller Stadium. The weird carom off the boards, as the late Chubba Ellis would say. And now Sioux High will have the puck dumped in again, and here comes Port here on Northern, and here comes Becca Larson. Larson up the right wing side. She'll try to get around Kale Bell, fire the puck down low in the corner, go after it from there. She'll dump it to the left wing corner, picked up by Joey Engel. Engel now picks it up. Now it's Medrick, or make that Goodrich. She'll go after it. No, Kennedy, I'll get it right one of these times. Kennedy loses it, and the Huskies get to it. They'll dump it down and behind the net. Now number 19, that is Bruno. Bruno tries to fire it in front. Knocked away, back out to the point. Now it's held in there. They'll center it in front, couldn't get a good shot off. Comes out to the blue line, held in by the Huskies, number 18, Barrett. Barrett now over to Larson, centering feed, misses everybody. Here come the Blue Devils. Tap pass up to Chico. Chico moving in, right wing side across the blue line. He'll fire it in on Sheffer, loose puck in front. And Chico sends it right into him, and he's taken down by Barrett for going in on the goaltender, and he whacked him pretty good, Chico. Slow to get up, now he does, and you got to watch Dom, because Dom's got a quick trigger temper there, but he's been working on it, and he's skating away. He ain't happy, though.
Well, the puck was loose. I'll give Dom the benefit of the doubt. The puck was kind of jostling around in the midsection, and he went to go after it, but, you know, you got to expect those defensemen to stick up for their goalie in the crease. That's going to happen every time.
Drop of the puck down and behind the Husky net, picked up by Port here on Northern. Now it's Silas Klink. Klink tap pass up ahead. Now up the left wing side, Bringard. Bringard moves in. And offsides is the call. He had number 14, Matt Monahan, ahead of him. 4:47 to go opening period. We're still scoreless. Even Steven hockey game here in the Sioux.
Yeah, that last play, I got, you know, Chico, I'd be a little upset too if it was 4-on-1 though.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're gang tackling you, it's a little out of control. Now it's dumped in there by Port here on Northern. That's Jeremiah McHugh. Fires it in the left wing corner now. Sioux High goes after it. Medrick. Medrick now battling with Bringard. Loose puck there. Blue Devils jostle for it. They send it up front. There's a shot just wide. I think Forgrave got a piece of it down in the corner. We have extracurriculars away from the play. Trace Moran entangled with the Port here on Northern player there for the Huskies. As Trace been battling that young man hard, and that's number 7, Jeremiah McHugh.
Moran's going to the box for, I think, a holding.
He is. 3:16 to go. They already have it on the board. 3:16 left here in the period. The first power play of the game goes to the Huskies. Scoreless, and Trace Moran goes to the penalty box. Kind of surprised they didn't send them both.
Yeah, I was watching the puck. I didn't see him get tangled up, but they called Moran for holding.
Usually when they're entangled for that long, they just send them both because there's infractions on both sides. There's a shot deflected up and out of play. But in that case, they only saw the first one, so that's what we're assuming. 1:51 left. Sorry about that, folks. Apparently, we had some technical issues there. Well, we lost our signal for a moment. 2:25 to go in the first period of play, and we get a whistle. Scoreless here, and we have a penalty to Trace Moran. It was a holding call. I don't know when Tiffany lost us, but a holding call to Moran. There's 1:09 left on that. 2:25 left in the opening period. No score.
Right at the beginning of
the matter, Eric. Here, go ahead, Matt.
Right at the beginning of that power play, Port Huron won that won that faceoff, and they quickly got it over to Colin Orr. He was right in Ovechkin's office there, and it was a good save by Forgrave.
Now it's picked up there by the Huskies, and there's a shot kicked away by Forgrave. It goes down and behind the net. Back up top, picked up by the Huskies again. They'll tap it around on the perimeter. There's a shot kicked away, loose puck in front, and it's saved by Forgrave. At 2:04 to go in the opening period, 48 seconds left in the penalty on Trace Moran. We'll get another stoppage. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender. Tristan Forgrave, now from the draw, picked up by the Blue Devils, and they'll lob it all the way down the ice. That's picked up there by Sheffer. Sheffer will leave it there for the Huskies. That's going to be Nick Robbins. Robbins now up ahead. They'll go left wing side, walking in now for the Huskies. Wide of the net. They set it in front. The shot. And did Forgrave make the save? He did. And it goes down and behind the net. And the Blue Devils are able to clear it down in behind the net. We get a whistle and a stoppage on the play. What a big save by Forgrave. 1:37 to go, opening period. 21 seconds left on Moran's penalty. Another penalty happening here. It's going to be Hoagland going off. Corsu high.
What a save by Tristan Forgrave in that last sequence of plays. Oh, they're taking them both.
Yep. Number 13, Tim Monahan going off as well. But Forgrave with that big stop, as Matt alluded to, that was a nice one.
Port here almost coming in on the left side of the ice. It was a typical great center ice pass. Forgrave was moving from his left to his right, and he got just the tip of his glove out there and knocked the puck away.
Now with 1.5 minutes to go, this is K.O. Bell trailing back. Bell will fire it into the zone. Huskies with it, Port here on Northern. Cross ice pass misses everybody. Blue Devils have it, Medrick, and Etwell goes up and hits the stanchion in the roof, and we get a stoppage in play as they blow the play dead, and they'll face off in the Suhai neutral zone. Kennedy for the draw for Suhai, and it will be Kyron Bruno for the Huskies. Huskies dump it down and behind the net. Jay Dunbar off the dashers. He'll fire it down and behind Logan Sheffer. Suhai's one for one on the PK as Moran's out of the penalty box. And now here come the Huskies. Larson taps it out to center, fired right back in by the Blue Devils. Port Huron Northern has the puck from there. They'll head up ice. This is Barrett. Barrett on the breakout to Larson. Knocked away. Shot right back out by Dunbar. And Dunbar dumps it down and behind the Huskies net. Port Huron Northern plays it from there. And they'll tap it up ahead, missing the pass. Number 19, Kyron Bruno. Now Larson gets hit by Jay Dunbar. Loose puck there. Blue Devils jostle out to center. Chico gets to it. 40 seconds left in the period. No score. They'll dump it down and behind the Port Huron Northern net. Picked up there by the Huskies. They'll head up ice. Tap pass now to number 19, Bruno. Bruno plays it to Bringard. Bringard around Forgrave. Fanned on it. They score. What a weird goal that was. It hopped over the stick. Forgrave probably shouldn't have come out to play it. And they are able to get opportunistic. And the Huskies score to make it 1-0.
Yeah, Forgrave tried to come out and poke check it away. The Port Huron player just had a little bit of an edge and poked it past him and came back around and did a little bit of a wrap around from the side into the back of the net.
Weird goal.
Yeah, it was. It was an odd sequence of events, but that's hockey. If puck bounces your way sometimes, the other times it doesn't.
We'll get the totals on the goal in a moment. Port Huron Northern goes up 1-0. Bringard with a goal. Unassisted, Bringard with the goal for the Huskies. We get a whistle at the other end as Suhai dumps the puck in. And Jack Bringard with the goal. It was a weird goal over the stick of the netminder Forgrave. Popped around and able to whack it into the net. Bouncing puck, shoot that puck, score that goal, as Don Cherry would say. And now Suhai has the puck back to the right point. There's a chance from the slot. Wilson's there. Save is made by Sheffer. 4.6 seconds to go in the opening period.
It's a great response by Suhai after letting that goal in. Right back in the offensive zone, creating a lot of chances. That puck's going to bounce their way if they keep playing like this.
Now the faceoff will come to the left of the goaltender, Sheffer. It will be number 7. And that is Jeremiah McHugh, taken there by Bringard. Bringard, a quick shot all the way down the ice. The horn will sound. That's the end of the first period of play. 1-0, Port Huron Northern scores on that odd goal towards the end of the first period of play. Scoring summary and thoughts on that period coming up. Port Huron Northern 1, Suhai nothing, as you're listening to Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. It's a 1-0 Huskies lead after one period of play as Port Huron Northern scored late in that first period. A strange goal as it was a bouncy puck. Tristan Forgrave tried to come out to clear the puck. He couldn't get to it cleanly. It bounced over his stick, and Jack Brungard just got enough, did Brungard, to tap it into the side of the net at 16:34. Unassisted goal for Brungard. Even strength goal in that opening period, and the Huskies have a 1-0 lead. Port Huron Northern outshot Suhai 19-14. And all the 19 shots from Logan that sent Logan Sheffer's way, he was able to make the save. And 13 saves from Tristan Forgrave off 14 shots. Even Steven period, Matt, as we talked about, it's a strange goal to give the Huskies the lead by one.
Yeah, Cale Bell tried to play goalie a little bit. I think it was Cale Bell back there. He kind of stretched out right along the goal line and saved it. He almost did, but it snuck on that left side just inside the post. I think the ref had to take a second look to make sure it did go in, but it did go in. Evenly matched. Right now, I don't think the puck is just bouncing Suhai's way. They're playing such good offensive game right now. You know, they're making Port Huron make mistakes, which is what you got to do. If I was in the locker room, I'd tell them to keep playing the way you are. Shrug that goal off. It was a weird goal. Let's keep putting pressure on. Throw the body around. Neither team is right now. But, you know, they should, they're going to get this goal back. I feel them pressing pretty hard right now.
Well, I think it's imperative they do, because if you go down 2-0, that might be close to insurmountable against Logan Sheffer from what I'm seeing. He had some nice shots go his way. There were no garbage shots, you know, as far as he made a lot of nice clean saves in his case, and he was able to, Logan Sheffer able to get the all 14 shots to go his way. I screwed up on that. I meant to say 9, I said 19. 9 shots on goal for Port Huron, and 9 shots there, and that would be 8 saves for Tristan Forgrave. So 14-9, Suhai out shooting Port Huron Northern, 8 saves for Forgrave, but the Blue Devils just keep doing what they're doing, and sooner or later it'll happen. But you don't want to go down 2-0, I don't think, against a goaltender of this magnitude.
No, I don't think you do. Suhai's almost doubled their shots since from where they were last night. But this goalie, he is letting out some juicy rebounds too. So kind of keep that in the back of your head that, you know, he is playing a really good game, not to take it away from him. But if you're Suhai, look for those rebounds. Get a guy in front of the net. Why don't you screen him a little bit, you know, pull in Darren McCarty or Thomas Ahlstrom, I apologize, and, you know, maybe bang an ugly goal home, you know, just like they did. But, you know, you're absolutely right. He's playing excellent, and you can't go down 2-0 if a goalie is playing this good.
No, he is, and you're right. Crash and bang, go look for those second and third chances, and yeah, definitely will help your cause in that situation. It's a 1-0 lead here. Port Huron Northern leads Suhai. The early game and second day, Warren D. LaSalle able to get their 14th win in the year. They're 14-2-2, the number one ranked team in Division 3 in the state of Michigan, number 3 in the Super 10 of all three divisions in the state of Michigan this week. And the Pilots proved why as they won 4-1 over Traverse City West today in the early game of the Rodenroth Motor Showcase. Suhai heads back on the road for the first time since the third week in December. Coming up next weekend, they'll be in Chelsea, Michigan at the Arctic Coliseum to take on the Jenison squad from Jenison, Michigan in the Michigan Public High School Hockey Showcase. And that will be a 3:45 face-off show here on Radio Sioux, 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app. I'll have the call from Chelsea, Michigan. Then on Saturday, 1:45 of the face-off show, and then the drop of the puck at 2 from the south rink of the Arctic Coliseum in Chelsea. Suhai will take on Novi in the finale of that public high school hockey showcase. They have 2 games left at home on February 11th on a Friday. They'll take on Nagani, and then on the 12th, Traverse City West will be back here at 1 o'clock to take on the Blue Devils. And they're done with the home slate, and then they do have a game, I-500 weekend. They were supposed to play the third week, in February. They're supposed to go to Kalamazoo to play the Kalamazoo United team for 2 games And that got wiped out. Kalamazoo had a scheduling conflict. They did pick up a team I never heard of, the Battle Creek Bruins. Suhai will go down to play at Battle Creek for one game. I will not be going down for that one. That will be I-500 Saturday. They just picked that up. When Howie Ellis and I were looking for a link to Battle Creek, we can't find it. So anyways, they did pick up the Battle Creek Bruins on that Saturday of I-500 weekend, and then they'll be back home here the 11th and 12th for their final home game, senior night, and that whole thing. And then they'll close out the regular season. I'll go to Muskegon for that. They'll play Grand Haven in Muskegon at the Lakeshore Arena on that Friday night. I think it's the 18th that weekend. And then Saturday they'll play at 1 o'clock, 12:45 faceoff show against a very good Muskegon Mona Shore Sailors team. And then they're done with the regular season. Then the regionals start, and it was supposed to be Suhai's turn at the Big Bear Arena. Lo and behold, it's in Gaylord this year. Manistique, Sheboygan, Suhai, Gaylord, and Alpena are in that region, and they are using the Michigan Power Rankings system to seed the teams, the top two teams like they do in basketball. They started that 2 years ago. They're going to do that with hockey, and starting that this year. I found that out from Mark Ewell himself, the executive director of the MHSAA, last week. So that is a new thing. They're seeding the hockey teams like they do in basketball now when you get to the tournaments. We will take a break, come back with the third period looming, and we'll take a 3-minute timeout and be back with a drop of the puck for the third period or second period of play. It is right now a 1-0 lead for the Port Huron Northern Huskies over Suhai in the Rodenroth Motor Showcase, and back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOL. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena for Blue Devil Hockey, the Rodenroth Motor Showcase. Suhai trails Port Huron Northern 1-0 as the officials come back out on the ice. A reminder, of course, the Blue Devil Hockey Pub Night comes your way, and that will be coming your way tonight at the CC Hall right after the hockey game, 5 to 8 p.m. Of course, tickets at the door you can get for $10, or from a Blue Line club member, the Brother Zealous at the other end of the press box have plenty of tickets. So if you're here at the game, definitely there to oblige, $10 per person. Of course, pasta, meatballs, salad, and bread. They have a cash bar on hand as well, and they will have music, and the cash bar will keep going after 8 o'clock, and the dinner goes 5 to 8 p.m., and that's at the CC Hall, and that is the, of course, big Blue Devil Hockey fundraiser. All proceeds go to Suhai Hockey, Suhai Hockey Pub Night, CC Hall tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. after the game, and again, tickets at the door, get them from a Blue Line club member, and they're all around here at the Big Bear Arena, and parents have the tickets too, or at the very least, you walk up to the door, you can pay right there and handle it right there in the very least as well. And that is going on. It's a big fundraiser, that and the golf scramble. And they did a can drive last year, too. Those are all big fundraisers. Of course, a self-funded program. And they pay for a lot of things to this team, including the travel. They go by charter bus because, you know, when they travel, they're not just going down the road. They're like next week, they're going to Chelsea, Michigan. That's almost down on the Ohio border. And then they go to Muskegon later. They went to Big Rapids earlier this season. Those are pokes, folks. I mean, the shortest trips they've had was Sheboygan and Alpena. Other than that, they have to travel, and they're an independent team, and that's just the bottom line. So this helps them out in a lot of those areas. And hey, you get some good food tonight and help out the program. That's the Hockey Pub Night going on, 5 to 8 p.m., CC Hall. Again, a good time had by all, great meal as well, and that will be after the hockey game, but in that area, because this game usually will go till after 5 o'clock. Dave Watson, Matt Arbeck back here at the Big Bear Arena. Broadcast engineer is Tiffany Stratton. Back at the Radio Sioux Studios, just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Port Huron Northern leads Suhai 1-0. Blue Devils will move from left to right as seen on your radio dial for the second period of play as they switch ends. And 14-9 in the shots on goal. Suhai out shooting Port Huron Northern after one period, but the trail 1-0 on that goal by Jack Bringard, and that was late in the period. That occurred at 16:34 of that first period of play. Tristan Forgrave in the net for the Blue Devils, Logan Sheffer for the Huskies, and a 1-0 Port Huron Northern lead here at the Big Bear Arena. Monday night, we have Blue Devil boys basketball for you. Suhai will host Pickford at the Sioux High Gym. Ray Bell will join yours truly. Tip-off show around 7 o'clock on Radio Sioux. And then Wednesday, I'll be in Detour. Sioux High boys will take on the Cedarville Detour Islanders. 7 o'clock at the face-off show or tip-off show there on Wednesday night. Now, the drop of the puck for the second period of play. Port here on Northern has it, and the Huskies bring it out the center. They'll dump it down in behind Tristan Forgrave, picked up there by Cale Bell. Bell now will head up ice. Bell up the left side over to Avery Wilson. Wilson back out the center, two Blue Devils with him. He'll fire it in and behind Sheffer, picked up there by the Huskies. Now it's knocked away. Sioux High has it. Ethan McDonald fires it down and behind the net. And now the Huskies pick it up from there again. Number 20, Nolan Johnston. Johnston cycles the puck up the Bringard, and Jack Bringard digs it free out the center. Now it's fired in on Forgrave above the blue line. Tristan makes a nice save on Matt Monahan. We've played about 26 seconds of this period. 1-0 Sioux High with the lead here early in the second, or Port Huron with the lead early in the second period of play. Huskies with that goal late in the first period.
Sioux High starting to throw their body around a little bit. Let's hope it continues for them.
Now from the drop of the puck, Blue Devils will get to it. Sioux High loses it. Huskies get it back out to the blue line. That's play by number 22, Josh Simpson. Simpson fires it down and behind the net. Huskies go in after it. Odin Medrick. Medrick to Kennedy. Kennedy in the neutral zone. And now the Josh Simpson fires it back down and behind the Blue Devil net. Picked up there by Sioux High. Odin Medrick with it. Medrick now. Medrick will cycle it down and behind the net. Back to Jay Dunbar. Dunbar on a stretch pass up ahead to Dominic Chico. Now outlet right wing side. This is Evan Kennedy. Kennedy trying to get around Silas Klink. He'll fire it down low in the corner. Klink has it there. And now Klink will lose the puck to Chico. Chico now loses it. It's deflected away. Picked up there by Josh Simpson. Simpson back out to center. And now it's Sioux High dumping it into the Husky zone again. Port Huron Northern with the puck. Now it's picked up there by Josh Simpson. Simpson across the blue line. And now he'll walk in. Low feathering pass in front. Trace Moran with a great play to knock the puck away. Now Dunbar fires it to the blue line. Simpson picks it up in the Sioux High zone. Now Simpson down and behind the net. Dunbar bumps him out. Moran picks it up. And now Trace Moran hitting there at number six. That's Beckett Larson. And now it's Avery Wilson digging the puck free, getting out of the zone. Pass goes behind Kennedy. He'll retreat to center and dump it down to the right wing corner. Down and behind the net. Logan Sheffer leaves that there. Now it's Avery Wilson going after it. Bouncing puck comes out. Picked up by the Huskies. They turn it over. Now it's Hills. He'll lose the puck. Eli Hills with it. Hills will fire it down low in the corner. Comes out to the slot. There's a shot blocked. Didn't get through traffic. Back out to the point. Joey Engel loses it. Now it's picked up by the Huskies. They'll head up ice. It's Nick Robbins. Robbins up to Bruno. Bruno around the D. Walks right in. Shoots. Kicked away. The rebound. They score. Forgrave left the puck on the doorstep. And the Huskies able to walk in and slip it past him.
Oh, it was a great deke by Port Huron to get in the zone. And he came right in on Forgrave untouched. Forgrave just kind of let it sit them in front of him, and they were able to bang it home. Now, Sioux High started the second period really flat. They started to throw the body around, but they kind of stopped. They're playing flat right now. They got to step it up.
The one thing I said, Matt, back to the intermission, the one thing they don't want to do is go down 2-0 with Logan Sheffer in the net. 2-0 it is.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to come out the second period as flat as they're playing.
You're right. They did. Missed passes.
Yep.
Slow out of their own zone. And definitely have come out struggling a bit. We'll get the totals on that goal in a moment. Robbins with the goal. Bruno with the assist. And face-off will come all the way back in as we get an icing call on the Blue Devils. Face-off will come to the right of the goaltender, Tristan Forgraves. 227 even strength goal as Bruno got the assist on the goal. Number 17, Nick Robbins gets the tally for the Huskies. He picked up the garbage in front and slapped it in the net past Forgrave. 2-0 Huskies. Robbins with the goal for Port Huron, and the assist goes to Kyron Bruno. Now the Huskies again on the attack. Down and behind the net in the Sioux High end. This is picked up there by number 7, Jeremiah McHugh. McHugh into the right wing corner. McHugh has it, cycles it down low along the wall, picked up there by Chico. Chico has it knocked away. Now the Blue Devils pick it up. Sioux High will get it out to center. Evan Kennedy. Kennedy, very lethargic Sioux High looks in this period all of a sudden. And now it's picked up by Robbins. He'll wheel around at his own blue line. The right wing side, they'll bring it out, and here comes Port Huron Northern. They have a man moving to the net. They try to get it to Brigard. He'll lose it. Now it's picked up by Sue High, and now it's shot right back out to center. And now Nolan Johnston will dump it in down and behind the net. And now it's Goodrich with the puck. Goodrich up ahead. That hit the linesman, and we get a whistle, and he blows the whistle there. And I think that stung. That went right up between him and the rail, and he was kind of caught in no man's land.
His ears are probably ringing right now. It hit him right in that earpiece.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sue High, they're just playing flat right now. I don't get it.
No, neither do I.
Their passes behind their own net to try to break out are just inconsistent. They're really slow. And it's odd. I thought they were going to come out a little more on fire in the second period.
Drop of the puck. Cale Bell trails back in his own zone. Odin Medrick with it now. Medrick up ahead to McDonald. He misses it. Comes out to the blue line. Now Ethan gets it. McDonald tap pass up ahead on the left side. Avery Wilson. He'll fire it down and behind Sheffer it goes. Picked up there by Port Huron Northern. Northern now has the puck to Brengard. Brengard loses the puck back out to the blue line. And now Medrick fires it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by Port Huron Northern. Huskies circle around. They'll bring it up ahead now. This is number 13, Tim Monahan. Monahan out to center, knocked away. Trace Moran will fire it down into the right wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by Johnston. Johnston now over to the right wing corner, picked up by the Huskies. Now Port Huron Northern with it. This is going to be played by Colin Orr. They'll dump it down and behind the net. And now Silas Klink. Klink up ahead. Klink fires it out to the neutral zone. And now Sue High will backhand it down and behind the net. Logan Sheffer leaves it there. Colin Orr picks it up. And here come the Huskies. They'll play it off the high glass out to center. Now the Blue Devils with it, and they'll dump it again into the right wing corner. Picked up by Klink. Silas Klink turns it over. Evan Kennedy now tries to tap it in front. Knocked away by Nolan Johnston, or make that Josh Simpson. Simpson now plays it up and hits the netting in behind the net. We get a stoppage. 12:07 to go in the middle period. 2-0 Port Huron Northern.
Just before that sequence of plays, it looked like they didn't have a forecheck at all. Evan Kennedy went in the corner and got the puck, and as soon as he got on a stick, he looked scared to get hit. He kind of held up a little bit, and you know, you want to talk about urgency. You got to start playing with some urgency right now and get a goal.
Drop of the puck now, picked up by the Huskies. Port Huron Northern will bring it up ahead. Number 19, to Kyron Bruno. Bruno brings it in front. Shot kicked away. Rebound knocked away. Goes down and behind the net. We get a stoppage in play. Hooking penalty coming up here. 11:55 to go in the second period. 2-0 Huskies. Referee going over to the off-ice officials area. And he'll call the penalty on the Blue Devils. Dominic Chico off for hooking. That's not what they needed. Down 2-0. And just stumbling a bit. And now the Husky power play goes to work.
A little bit of frustration on Chico's part. I think he was back checking and he was going to get beat, and he just took the guy's stick and hooked him.
Now the drop of the puck picked up there by the Huskies, and they'll work it down and behind the net. They'll play it in between the circles. Nolan Johnston, the shot. Nice save by Forgrave.
Very good save. Forgrave came right out to the top of the circle and didn't leave much net for the defenseman. That big defenseman. Nolan Johnson, man, he's tall.
Yeah.
But what a save by Forgrave. He came right out and challenged the puck.
He got good size. There's no question. Drop of the puck, Brengard. Brengard plays it back now to Colin Orr. Orr will leave it there. There's a shot knocked away. Trace Moran will pick it up ahead. Here come the Blue Devils. Avery Wilson on the PK. Wilson out to center trying to play the puck. They'll dump it into the Huskies zone. 11.5 to go in the second period of play in a 2-0 Port Huron Northern lead. Huskies bring it out to the right wing side. McHugh. McHugh walks right in. Jeremiah McHugh. McHugh back out to the right point. Now Nolan Johnston. Johnston, the big defenseman, dangles the puck in between the circles. They score up high. Forgrave for screen. Power play goal. It's 3-0 Port Huron Northern. And up top.
Nolan Johnston was walking that blue line. He got right in the slot. Didn't move in much, but he just took a quick wrister. Forgrave was screened, like you said, and it went 5-hole right on the ice.
Power play goal. And now the Devils are really up against it. 5:46 time of the goal. Get the totals here in a moment. Nolan Johnston. McHugh with an assist. Power play goal. A drop of the puck. Sue High dumps the puck down. We get a whistle and face off back in the Blue Devil end off that icing. Again, the totals on the goal at 5:46. Nolan Johnston on the power play from Jeremiah McHugh, and it's 3-0 Port Huron Northern here in the second period on the Blue Devils. Now the drop of the puck taken there by Sioux High. Blue Devils will play the puck down and in behind the net. Sioux High tries to hold it in. Hoagland now, and they'll fire it down and behind the Blue Devil net. This is Cale Bell with it, and Cale Bell will bring it up ahead. Bell turns it over. Huskies with the puck. Sioux High picks it up, and here come the Blue Devils back the other way up the left wing side. Dominic Chico walking in. Robbins bumps him away from the puck. They still hold the puck in. Down low into the corner now, picked up by Evan Kennedy. Kennedy tries to send it in front, nobody home. Here comes Port Huron Northern again. Sioux High really has not sustained much puck pressure there, and there's a penalty. Hoagland with a tripping call, and Sioux High goes to the penalty box again. Now the frustration's boiling over, and they're getting rather lackadaisical or lazy, for a better term, and or a lack of better term. Another power play for the Huskies, and 3-0, they already have the lead.
Well, Hoagland, I don't think he takes many penalties. That's a second today.
Right.
It's frustration. I don't know. They're flat. They are not playing with any urgency at all.
And puzzling, too.
Yes.
Coming in, it's a completely different team for the first period. Now this is Johnston again. Nolan Johnston, he loses the puck in between the circles. Trace Moran gets spun around. He plays it out the center. Now Avery Wilson will fire it in on Sheffer. He'll hang on, leave it there, and it's Nolan Johnston again. Johnston in behind the net. Nolan will head up ice up the left wing side. They'll work it up ahead to Colin Orr. Orr tap pass now looking for number 19, Kyron Bruno. Can't hang on in the neutral zone. Sioux High dumps it in. Odin Medrick fires it down and behind the net. Johnston will play it from there. Another penalty. Hoagland on that penalty. That's a tripping call, and the Huskies or 1-for-2 on the power play, looking for another one. Bringard moves in around the D, sends it in on Forgrave, and it's knocked away. Loose puck in front, they score! 4-0, Port Huron Northern, another power play goal. Jack Bringard gets it from the side of the net, his second of the day.
I think they're going to bring Bontrager in, or they should start thinking about it at least. Well, he started putting his glove and blocker on, maybe not. Nope.
7:29, time of the goal.
Dave, these three goals in this period from Port Huron have just been pure laziness on Sioux High's side.
And now this is Goodrich with the puck in his own zone. There's the totals. Johnston and Bruno with the assist and the Bringard goal. Sioux High loses the puck out to center. Bringard's second goal of the game. 7:29 time of the goal. Their second power play goal of the day. Port Huron Northern is 2-for-3 on the power play. Huskies have a 4-0 lead with 9 minutes to go in the middle period. We get a whistle. Evan Kennedy gets entangled there at number 17, Nick Robbins. And a little how do you do at center ice there as we get a stoppage in play. Referees at the off-ice officials bench. Elbowing call against the Huskies, and it's the first time the Sioux High power play will go to work as number 12, Matt Graham, goes off. So let's hopefully the power play can get things going here, Matt.
Well, you get a quick goal here on this power play, you could turn the game around quickly. These two teams are evenly matched, but Sioux High has got to step it up and start playing with urgency, or this is going to get out of hand more than it is.
Drop of the puck now. Sioux High has it. Tap pass to Dunbar. Dunbar on the blue line has it poke checked away. Here come the Huskies moving in. Number 21, this is Jake Kerrigan. His shot well wide of the net. It rolls around out to the point. And Chico with a big hit in front of the Port Huron Northern bench. Picked up there by Sioux High down to behind their own net. 1:40 to go on the penalty on Matt Graham. And now Evan Kennedy, or make that Evan Hoagland, will bring it up ahead. Cross ice pass Goodrich. Goodrich will dump it down to the right wing corner in the Port Huron Northern end, picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll fire it in behind the net. Huskies clear it to the blue line. It's held in. Hoagland moving in. Hoagland sends it in front. Loose puck. Can't get to it. Back out to the blue line. They'll tap it around. Picked up there by Dunbar. Sioux High in the power play. Down 4-0. Middle period of Port Huron Northern. We're in the Rodenroth Motors Showcase in the finale of the Showcase of the Bear. Now it's Dom Chico. Chico in the corner. Tap pass up top. Now at the right point now. Dunbar looking for a redirect. It goes wide. Sioux High holds it in. Cale Bell. Now Bell with the puck. He'll circle around. Blue Devils have 55 seconds left on the power play. Hoagland from above the faceoff circles, the shot and the save made by Shepherd.
Well, Suhai's pressing right now. They're going to go for a complete line change on this power play, but they're pressing right now. They're getting some good looks.
Allen, it's a power play continuing for the Devils with 53 seconds left on that power play. Now from the drop of the puck, Silas Klink has it down and behind the net. Now Klink will cycle it on the PK and dump it down out to center. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll try to get through traffic across the blue line. Loose puck, Trace Moran. Moran picks it up. Moran now over it goes to McDonald, and there's another penalty to the Huskies. Delay call coming up as Forgrave goes to the bench. Now though in between the circles, Wilson goes after it. Wilson now over to the right wing corner. We get a whistle. Penalty coming up here. A roughing call to Port Huron Northern, and Suhai will have a 5-on-3.
That sequence of play, that puck came out to the point. Avery Wilson was standing at that the right dot, wide open net, if he would have had a good look with the pass, but the defenseman didn't see him. He tried to shoot it on net.
And it's the young lady going in the penalty box for roughing.
Yeah, it was a hit behind.
This is a good move by Rick Mackey.
It is, yeah.
Call timeout. And, you know, and they have looked lackadaisical in this period, but I have to preface the fact, and again, not trying to make excuses, they have been lackadaisical. It's been puzzling after that first period. Like, all of a sudden, they look like a different team. And Port Huron Northern has jumped on the opportunities that Suhai sloppy and the turnovers they've had. But again, no George Bauman. You don't have Cade Escheritz is out for the year. The young man next to me, they could use him. Randon Blair is out here for a few more weeks with a broken bone on the foot. They hope to get him back towards the end of the season. And you throw all those in the mix, this is a lean team with, two lines and an extra forward? I mean, so you get gassed pretty easily. And I'm not trying to make excuses. They have looked lackadaisical in this period, but, you know, those are the other underlying things that they have. But those are things you have to try to battle through.
You have to battle through them. I guess what I'm referencing in this game is, you know, their dump-ins, their play to the puck is just so slow, and Port Huron just jumped all over them. It was right from the start of the second period.
Yeah, and you're right, Matt, absolutely. As the Blue Devils on the power play, it's a 5-on-3 call. Jay Dunbar will get it back out to the left point. Andy Goodrich has it there. Down low into the corner, they'll play it right back up top. Goodrich now to Dunbar. Dunbar will cycle the puck on that perimeter, back to Goodrich. Andy now looks up top in the left point, down low, back to Andy. Goodrich now to Jay Dunbar. Dunbar now circles back. There's 4 seconds left on the one penalty. There's a drive just well wide of the net. It rolls in the left wing corner. One man advantage. The one guy's out of the box of the Huskies. Goodrich from above the slot, the shot, and Sheffer makes a save. And look out as Kennedy is into it. So is Goodrich. As the tempers flare here and frustrations boil over, 4-0 Suhai, 1:28 left in the penalty on Becca Larson, 6:49 left in the period, 4-0 Huskies.
I think the last defenseman I'd try and run at right now was Nolan Johnson. My goodness. Yeah, you know, he was, Goodrich was sticking up for his teammates there. But again, Suhai, you can't get upset. You know, they're protecting their goalie.
Drop of the puck now. This is Goodrich. On the power play, shots are now 17 all. And now Blue Devils dump it down low to the right wing corner, knocked away. It goes out to the Suhai neutral zone. Blue Devils get to it, Huskies shoot it right back in. Shot in there by Nick Robbins, down and behind Forgrave. 6.5 to go in the period, and a minute left in that Blue Devil power play. Now the Blue Devils get across the blue line. Chico dumps it down and behind the net, over to Kennedy. Kennedy now over to Dom Chico, back to Evan. Now Kennedy in the corner, back up top. Hoagland misses the puck, tries to get it back, loses it across the neutral zone. Huskies move in. Now this is played by number 7. This is Jeremiah McHugh. McHugh back out to the point now, and it's knocked away. Down low into the corner it goes. Picked up there by the Huskies. This is Tim Monahan. Monahan loses it back out to center. Trailing back now. This is going to be played by Port Huron Northern. And on the PK, they'll dangle the puck and dump it down out the center. Goes off a Blue Devil skate. Loose puck. Jay Dunbar picks it up. Now Dunbar dumps it in. 20 seconds left on that penalty to Larson. And they'll fire it down and behind the Husky net. The Huskies will play it all the way down the ice. Batted with a high stick by Engel as it will go down and behind the Suhai net. And it's whistled there. with 8 seconds left in the Larson penalty. 4-0, Port Huron Northern in the lead, 5:29 left in the middle period.
You know, Dave, we're referencing they had just got, they got Port Huron caught up right on their blue line. The puck came out, nobody around it, and it looked like three Sioux High guys just kind of stared at it, looked at each other and said, well, who's getting it? And it could have been a 3-on-2 right there, and it turned out to be nothing.
Drop of the puck, Avery Wilson with it. Wilson now will lose it. He can't find it. Now he does in the neutral zone and will fire it into the Husky zone. Nolan Johnston has it there. Johnston tap pass up ahead and looking for a cherry pick, and he bumped number 12, Matt Graham, down to the ice. Trace Moran picks it up. No penalty called there. Moran down and behind the net will bring it up ahead. Avery Wilson. Wilson will center it up ahead, misses everybody, and it goes down and behind the net for an icing call. 4:55 to go in the second period. 4-0, Huskies in the lead here in the second. Faceoff will come to the left of Forgrave as he sees it. As it will be Goodrich, Hoagland out there, Dunbar, Evan Hoagland with Dominic Chico, Evan Kennedy. And a drop of the puck taken there by the Blue Devils down and behind the net, Goodrich. Goodrich plays it up ahead now to Kennedy. He'll tap it out the center into the neutral zone. Loose puck there, picked up by the Huskies. They'll tap it back to their own zone, and they'll break out up ahead to Tim Monahan, cleared by Forgrave down and behind the net. Sioux High overskates it. The wraparound chance there for Tim Monahan goes just wide, and the Huskies clear it out the center. Loose puck there. Sioux High picks it up. Hoagland walking right in around the D. He loses the puck to Kennedy. Picks it up. Shot kicked away by Sheffer and cleared out by Tim Monahan. He'll play it off the Dashers. Back out to center. And Dunbar shoots it in. We get a whistle. Looks like another penalty. And it's going to be an interference call, it looks like. Chico going off. Another penalty against the Blue Devils. And it's a 2-for-3 on the power play of the Huskies here in this game. And the frustration is boiling over for Sioux High. 4:18 left here in this period. Power play for Port Huron Northern. Face off now, Trace Moran poses it with number 7. That's Jeremiah McHugh. Drop of the puck taken there by the Huskies. And now they'll play up top. There's a shot kicked away. Bringard looking for the rebound. It comes out to Colin Orr. Now Orr at the point. He'll cycle it around to McHugh. Now back to Colin. Colin Orr dangles the puck back. It goes to McHugh above the faceoff circle right side. Nice save for Grave. 1:30 line left in the penalty on Chico. 3:57 left in the second. 4-0 Huskies.
Well, we talk about the play of Sioux High in this second period. They're, on top of it, they're not getting any puck luck at all. And you need puck luck. Some teams are going to get it one game, others not, but they're not getting any puck luck at all.
Nope, not at all. And that, you're right, they're not getting any bounces, and that adds to the frustrations. And now the Huskies will bring it up ahead. McHugh, centering feed, misses Orr. He picks it up. Colin Orr, not Bobby Orr. And now they'll dump it down to Bringard. Bringard in the corner. They'll play it now along the perimeter. McHugh on the power play. 1:10 left in that power play. 3:25 left in the second. And it's 4-0 Huskies. Now back out to the right point. They'll cycle it around. Back up top. Now Johnston. Johnston now attacked by Avery Wilson. He's jostling with him there. Good play by Avery. They send it in front. Bringard the shot. The rebound. Whistle blows. Extracurriculars after the play. Forgrave able to make the save in front. Another penalty coming up, Joey Engel. Maybe offsetting, maybe not.
It's not.
Nope.
I'm not too sure if any player can touch anybody without a penalty being called right now.
You sneeze on him, you're going to the penalty box. Joey Engel will go to the box. And now it's a 5-on-3 for Port here on Northern. Sioux High had one earlier. Now the Huskies come away with one. 52 seconds left in the Chico penalty. Engel goes to the box. 3:10 left here in the period.
You're going to have pushing and shoving after the play, especially around the goalie. If the puck's tossed around, it was there. It was an early whistle. The puck was still loose. There are guys kind of crashing the net. They're going to be banging, and there's going to be pushing around. I don't agree with the penalty on that one.
No.
Let them play a little bit. If they're throwing punches, yeah, you know what? Separate them. Call your penalties, but that's hockey. You're going to get that after the play a little bit. Let it play out a little bit.
Well, the only thing I could come up with would be that they just are worried, the officials are, that it could get out of hand. But you're right, Matt. I mean, they were pretty quick with the trigger there on that penalty. And now Silas Klink has it back up top. Now there's a shot deflected by Robbins. It goes down low to the left corner, picked up by Tim Monahan. Now Silas has it. Klink on the power play for the Huskies. 4-0 Port Huron Northern late in the second. Now from the slot, the shot kicked away. Up top now, Robbins, the shot kicked away. Forgrave steers it to the corner. Timmy Monahan back to Robbins. Puck slips off his stick back to center. He trails back. Now Silas with it. Silas Klink. Klink now drops it off to Robbins. Robbins back to Klink in the perimeter. 2:25 left in the second. 5-on-3 power play for the Huskies. Right point now. They work it around. This is Klink centering feed looking for Klink. And that just missed him there, trying to get him the pass with Matt Monahan. And now one guy comes on for Sioux High. There's a shot, rebound in front, Forgrave with the save. It goes down low into the corner. Now a one-man penalty on the Blue Devils. That one is killed off. Now Silas Klink with the puck. Klink now rolls back up top at the point. Plays it down low over to number 21, Jake Kerrigan. Kerrigan back to Silas Klink around Trace Moran in the left corner he goes. 1:50 to go in the middle period. Now Klink. Klink back out to the point. A play it there. Robbins looked like that went offsides. Came dangerously close. Goes down low in the left wing corner. Picked up by Tim Monahan. Monahan has 30 seconds left on the penalty on Engel for the Blue Devils. And the Huskies have it. Left point now. Matt Monahan. He'll center feed for Klink. Can't find him. Minute and a half to go in the period. 4-0 Port Huron Northern. Now it goes down low in the corner. Huskies with the puck. Cap pass back up top. Now there's a shot in front, and the save is made by Forgrave. And a stoppage with 1:23 to go here in the second.
Forgrave's having a little trouble controlling these shots into his body. There's a lot of rebounds. Well, I guess we can thank the refs for having a little bit of quick whistle right now. But Forgrave needs to start controlling it, be a little more calmer in that crease. He started to play much better towards the tail end of that second period, but stayed a little more calm in there.
Drop of the puck, taken there by Port Huron Northern. Huskies get it back to the left point. Johnston with it. He is inside the faceoff circle to the left side. Penalty is killed off. Engel will come on back onto the ice or to the bench now. Sioux High kills that off. Loose puck in front, and the Blue Devils clear the zone. That will be an icing call because the penalty is over with 1:03 to go in the middle period. 4-0 the score. Port Huron Northern in the lead over Sioux High. Faceoff comes down back in the Blue Devil end. Sioux High will bring out Hoagland again. Hoagland, Kennedy, it appears. Jay Dunbar out there. Cale Bell for Sioux High. Avery Wilson. Now the drop of the puck, Blue Devils get to it. Bell to Dunbar. Dunbar has it knocked away. Now on the backhand, clears it the length of the ice. Evan Hoagland goes after it. Hoagland down and behind the net. Hoagland now looking to dangle it. Tries to Mike Lagan, scores!
Oh,
he pulls the pizza!
What a goal!
Pizza into the oven trick. The old Mike Lagan from 1996. And it's a 4-1 hockey game. What a goal.
Oh, man, what a goal by Hoagland, man. He's been having a rough game. He came around the back of the net. He knew it was there. He pulled the Michigan and snuck it right above the left shoulder of the goalie. What a goal. If that does not spark this Sioux High team right now, because they're not out of it, they can come back really quickly. That should spark this team up and get them going for the third period.
Hoagland's goal at 16-14, even strength. In the last minute of play of the period, here's the totals. Hoagland with an unassisted goal for Hoagland, and he pulled the Michigan trick of 1996 by Mike Legg in the NCAA Regionals at Munn Arena when he lifted the puck like he's had a pizza pie on his stick and put it right over the shoulder into the net. And shades of Mike Legg in 1996, one of the outstanding plays in hockey history. And now it's Evan Kennedy with the puck, and that was pretty much symbolic of that. Kennedy gets it out to Wilson. Wilson across the blue line, a walk right in and down low into the right wing corner. Wilson will play the puck back to Evan Kennedy. Kennedy now cycles the puck on the perimeter. The horn will sound. That's the end of the period. 4-1 Port Huron Northern in the lead, but Evan Hoagland with a highlight reel goal to at least chip it away to a 3-goal lead for Port Huron Northern going into the second or intermission of play. It's Sioux High trailing Port Huron Northern. Huskies 4 and Port Huron Northern with a 4-1 lead over Sioux High. And we will be back here in a moment on 1230 WSOO. And we come back to the Big Bear Arena, the Rodenroth Motors Showcase, and Sioux High trails Port Huron Northern by a score of 4-1 after two periods of play, as the Huskies have the 4-1 lead after two periods of play. Here's the totals of that second period. A 1-0 Port Huron Northern lead going into the period, and Port Huron Northern would score at 2:27 in the middle stanza on a goal by number 17 for the Huskies. That would be Nick Robbins. Robbins would score, and that would be an even strength goal. Assisting on that goal for Robbins would be number 19, Kyron Bruno. The second period goal, it was 2-0 Huskies. And then number 20, Nolan Johnston, would score. It'd be a power play goal. Assisting on that would be number 7, Jeremiah McHugh. Up top and between the face-off circles, a blast would get through past Forgrave, who was being screened in the play, and that would come the Huskies' way at 5:46 of the second period of play. Then another power play goal, 7:29. Jack Bringard, his second goal of the hockey game. Nolan Johnston and Kyron Bruno would have the assists on the goal. It would be a rebound in front. Bringard would slip it in past Forgrave. Power play goal, 7:29 time of the goal. 4-0 Huskies. Sioux High looked lethargic in that period and just did not have much going on. Very sloppy play. It was very opposite of what they had in the first period of play. Frustrations, taking silly penalties, and it just was unraveling. But one play that might spark them going into the third period was the goal. Evan Hoagland would score, and they needed a spark. 16-14 time of the goal. Even strength, he'd be behind the net. And if you remember 1996 NCAA College Hockey Regionals, it was the game that got Michigan into the Frozen Four. They won the national title. I was there when they beat Colorado College for the title in Cincinnati, but it was in the regional final against Minnesota, and that made ESPN and everything else. It was at Munn Arena in East Lansing. I'll never forget it because I was going to college in Cleveland, and I remember seeing the replay. Mike Legg would lift the puck up, and he would reel around and go up top over the shoulder of the goaltender into the net, completely surprising the goaltender. Players since then try that all the time. I'm sure Matt and his buddies tried that at Canes Rink and practices. I mean, sure, Sioux High does that. Kids goof around. Evan Hoagland did that. He lifted the puck up, lifted it over the shoulder of the goaltender for the Huskies, Luke Sheffer, and Sioux High needed a spark, and he gave it to him. That went in the net for a goal at 16-14. Unassisted, Hoagland, the leading goal scorer, with another goal for Sioux High, and it's a 4-1 game. And if they needed something to energize this team, Matt, and I'm just hoping going into the third period, that was it. You're down by 3 against a really good goaltender. You needed something to try to have life going into the third. I hope that was it. It's 4-1 after two.
Those last 16, 20 seconds of the third period after that goal was scored, it did seem to kind of spark them a little bit. And like you said, hopefully they can keep it up. Yeah, it was very lethargic. It was very odd to see them come out like that in the second period. But that goal was pretty electrifying. I know it got a lot of gasp and cheers here in the with the crowd. I was shocked, but because it's such, well, for me, it's a hard move to pull off. I can't, you know, you have to be so precise with that puck and really flip it up, you know, a lot of, you know, strong wrists and to pull it up over. They gotta come out stronger. Port Huron, they can make them make mistakes if they push. And I've seen that. I've noticed that, you know, that Port Huron is not perfect with the puck coming out of their own zone. They can push a little bit, get them some turnovers. Three goals is not that bad if you look at the way the game's going, but they got it. They cannot come out as flat as they did.
No, that's what I'm hoping, like, to your point about the Hoagland goal, and it energized them for the 20 seconds or whatever is left in the period, that will carry over because they needed that. Rick Mackey called a timeout. They tried everything. He called it, I think, during a power play, just trying to get them going. But 4-1 here after two shots on goal, 24-19 in favor of the Huskies. 15 shots in that period for the Huskies there, and for Sioux High they had five, as the 24 shots for the game for the Huskies. 20 saves by Tristan Forgrave so far in the hockey game. And for the young man, Logan Sheffer, he has made 18 saves here in the contest for Port Huron Northern. 4-1 the score. Sioux High trails the Huskies of Port Huron Northern after two periods of play here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. A reminder, Red Ring Hockey tonight, Wings will play in Nashville on the road. And, well, a tough loss last night to Dallas. Now they take on Nashville. We'll have that game tonight on, of course, Radio Sioux. 7 o'clock, I believe, will be the start of that one. 6:45 of the pregame. Ken Cal, Paul Woods here on Radio Sioux. And it's 4-1 here. Port Huron Northern leads Sioux High. A reminder, pub night tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Pasta, meatballs, salad, and bread at the CC Hall. Tickets available at the door from a Blue Line Club member. If you're here at the rink roaming around, or you bump into one, or at the very least, you can get them at the door. $10 per ticket. And they have, of course, after dinner, after 8 o'clock, music. They'll have the cash bar throughout the dinner going on as well. At the CC Hall, all proceeds go to Blue Devil Hockey, of course. And that is one of their bigger fundraisers. So here it's 4-1 Sioux High trailing Port Huron Northern. The early game earlier tonight, that was won by Warren D. LaSalle by a score of 4-1 over Traverse City West. Here it's 4-1 after two periods. Sioux High trails Port Huron Northern. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back for third period action to the Big Bear Arena in a moment on 1230 WSOL. And welcome back to the Big Bear Arena. Rodenroth Motors Showcase. Sioux High taking on the Port Huron Northern Huskies. 4-1 Huskies have the lead after two periods of play. Reminder, Monday night we'll have Blue Devil boys basketball. Sioux High will host the Pickford Panthers. Ray Bell will join me around 7 or a little bit after at the Sioux High Gym on Radio Sioux. And then on Wednesday I'll be in Detour for boys basketball. Sioux High will take on Cedarville Detour. 7 o'clock around there with the tip-off show from Detour. That is where that game will be played. Thursday night, Scott Nason and Ray Bell have Blue Devil girls basketball. Big game with league implications as it's a three-horse race now. Rudyard, St. Ignace and Sioux High, and Carlos Molina, the Flying Molinas. Rudyard Bulldogs will come in to take on Sioux High around 7 o'clock at the tip-off show in girls basketball. Sioux High and Rudyard. Then on Friday, Blue Devil doubleheader. Sioux High hockey at the Chelsea Public Hockey Showcase. I'll be there for that. 3:45, Sioux High takes on Jenison. And then that night, it's boys basketball around 7 o'clock from Rudyard. A key game in boys basketball and league play. Unbeaten Rudyard takes on the one team that gave them the biggest push. Rudyard beat Sioux High to start the season in boys basketball at the buzzer on an E.J. Suggett shot in the waning seconds. Now the rematch. It will be Rudyard hosting Sioux High around 7 o'clock on Friday. And if you heard former coach Matt Johnson and the co-host of the Full Court Press on, of course, the podcast site, thegamesportshow.com, which, of course, is where we put our Blue Devil broadcast, he predicted Sioux High to upset Rudyard on Friday. He predicted that this morning on Coach's Corner. So I thought that's a big game to put on. Scott said he could do it, so him and Ray will be in Rudyard on Friday night. We'll have a Blue Devil doubleheader that night, and looking forward to that as well. We're ready for the start of the second or third period of play, and we're underway as Sioux High wins the draw down 4-1. They dump the puck out the center. Now it's Odin Medrick. Medrick now will dump it in on the right wing side, and we get a whistle early on, a stoppage in play. 16:46 left of the period. We play 14 seconds. 4-1 Huskies in the lead.
Dave, they went back to Chico, Hoagland, and Medrick to start this period.
Drop of the puck. It's going to be Medrick. Medrick trails the puck down and behind the net now. Medrick down low into the corner. He's hogtied, being held. There's going to be a penalty there. And Medrick swatted at the Portland Huron player. It's best just to try to skate away so that hopefully they don't send offsetting guys off. They're going to have a penalty here to Jack Bringard. And a golden opportunity here for Sioux High in the power play down 4-1. You pump one in here, it's a two-goal game.
You're in a completely different game. So, you know, if Port Huron's going to come out and try and play like that, a little bit of a dirty play in the corner. He had him hogtied, but he had it right.
Undisciplined, right, too.
Yeah, very undisciplined. If you can get a goal here, it's a game changer.
You're up by three, and you're going to do that? Kind of foolish. Drop of the Drop of the puck, Suhai wins it on the power play. It's Kennedy. Kennedy has it. He'll fire it down low. Right wing corner rolls along the wall to Dunbar. 4-1 lead for the Huskies. 3-goal lead for Port Huron Northern. Suhai's in the power play. High rise and shot goes wide of the net by Dunbar. Engel picks it up on the left point. Now down low, Kennedy floats the puck in between. Now it's shot out to the blue line, held in by Hoagland. Hoagland to Dunbar. He'll fire it in the hard around, down and behind the net. Over to Kennedy. He loses it to Nolan Johnston. Johnston, the big defenseman in the PK, will fire it all the way down the ice. It goes down and behind Forgrave. Forgrave leaves it there. Engel now on the power play will head up ice from there. 4-1 Port Huron Northern in the lead. Suhai on the power play. Dunbar loses it at his own blue line. Shot in by Jeremiah McHugh. Now Engel jostling with McHugh. Loose puck there. And now Dunbar sends him down hard as McHugh goes down to his knees. Better be careful there. He might get an offsetting call. And they're gonna. They just kept on whacking. And that was a slash, it looked like, by Engel, if that's what they're calling. Delay penalty coming up to the Blue Devils. And Kennedy touches it. And a slashing call by Engel. You go to the well, they were watching you because of the physicality was really up, and all of a sudden you made that one miscue, and the penalty to the Blue Devils. It offsets the power play. That there will make coaches pull hair out of their heads.
Yeah, there was not a scrum in the corner, but they were fighting for the puck in the corner. I mean, good job for Port Huron trying to kill this penalty. And for some whatever reason, Suhai just got frustrated and they let it get the best of them.
Now it's cleared around the boards now, picked up by Wilson. He'll turn it over. The Huskies have it there, number 13, and that's Tim Monahan. Monahan on the hard around now, plays the puck up top, has it knocked away. Here come the Devils. They'll walk in, odd man rush. Avery Wilson has numbers. He'll walk right in. Now he'll turn. Now Wilson with the puck, cycles it. It slips right off his stick. Wilson plays it over to Trace Moran. 20 seconds left in the Brungard penalty for the Huskies, and Nolan Johnston now will pick it up. Johnston from his knees, backhands it over to Colin Orr, and Orr will bring it up ahead. Orr, cross-ice pass, misses everybody, comes out to the Suhai blue line. Now it's Cale Bell. Bell with the puck. Bell entry feed, misses everybody. All the way down the ice it goes, and it's dumped down and behind Logan Sheffer, and we get a whistle, 14:39 to go here in the third, power play will be looming in a second for the Huskies. 3 seconds left on the penalty on Brungard. Faceoff will be to the left of Forgrave after that icing call. And now, faceoff now. This will be drop of the puck taken there by the Huskies. Now it's going to be played by Goodrich. Goodrich plays it down, back out to center. And now the Huskies, Colin Orr. It looked like a hold happening there. Chico trying to get around two Huskies. Now it's picked up by Nolan Johnston. Johnston with the puck, cross ice pass, misses everybody. Goes over to number 19. That's picked up by Kyron Bruno. Bruno, tap pass down low. Bruno tries to get it in front, knocked away. Now it's Hoagland with the puck. Hoagland loses it. It comes out the center. Now here comes Chico, gets a loose puck. He walks in, fans on the shot, and he's decked to the ice hard. Colin Orr with a huge hit there, and Chico is out down and behind the net. That might be more than two. As Orr hit him hard, and here comes Matt McLeod down to the ice here to check on Chico. 14:01 left in the third period. A penalty on Colin Orr. You could make a case for more than 2 minutes there.
Yeah, you could. Chico was trying to come in on this left side right in front of us, and he did a good job. He had some speed. He lost the puck. The defenseman should have noticed he lost the puck. It went right by him, and he laid into Chico really hard, and he hit those backboards really hard. I hope he's okay.
Well, he plays with his hair on fire all the time, and that's, you know, a part of the problem there is Dominic flies around the ice, and he right now is being tended to by Matt McLeod. 14:01 to go in the third, and while we have a moment, let's take a break here, Tiffany, and get a one-minute break, come back as they tend to Dominic Chico. It's 4-1 Huskies right now with a lead over Suhai at 1230 WSOL. Dominic Chico helped to the bench slowly on his own power with a little help from a teammate. He was able to skate off to the penalty box. Colin Orr, or rather to the bench. Colin Orr given a penalty just 2 minutes. Thought you could have given more than two on that. Just to the ferocity of that play. but only 2 minutes to Colinor. So Suhai will get a power play in 14 seconds when the penalty to Engel expires. Here come the Devils now. Odd man rush will peel back now for some help. Medrick to the right point. Here's a one-timer. The shot well wide for the Devils. It rolls back out to Medrick. Kale Bell with that shot. Now it's dumped down and behind the net. It's a power play now for Suhai. 1:20 left on that power play, and they'll dump it down to the Huskies of the PK. They dump it down and behind Forgrave, picked up there by Evan Hoagland, and Hoagland will head up ice. Hoagland now brings the puck up the left wing side, out to center. Medrick, he'll dump it down to the left wing corner, down and behind the net. Medrick goes after it. Evan Kennedy picks it up. Kennedy to Chico. Chico dangles the puck around, back out to the point to Medrick. They'll tap it now over to Hoagland. Hoagland, right point. They'll cycle the puck back, send it in front. Missed everybody, and now Medrick with the puck again. Medrick now on the dashers, loses the puck, picked up by the Huskies. Port Huron Northern have it go by Odin Medrick all the way down the ice in the PK. Down and behind Forgrave with 35 seconds left in the Colinor penalty. 4-1 Huskies. Now out to center. This is Chico. He's okay, and he's buzzing around again. Dominic Chico now to Kennedy. Kennedy now tap pass right point. Now Dunbar for the one-timer up top. They score! Hoagland up high over the blocker at Sheffer, and it's 4-2, a power play goal.
You know who started all that, Dave? Dominic Chico. He came in, he buzzed, he got, and it was a beautiful, he left the puck there. He came in with such speed, but it was kind of a quick back behind pass. Left it right there for the defenseman. They got it over to the right side. What a shot from the point.
4:37 time of the goal. It's a power play goal for Suhai. Hoagland scores it, and it's a 4-2 hockey game. Most dangerous lead in hockey. And, of course, Jeff Jackson always said he didn't like two-goal leads because the momentum could shift quickly. Hoagland scores the goal. Jay Dunbar with an assist on that goal for Suhai. So Dunbar assists on Hoagland's goal, and that comes at 4:37 of the second period. Power play goal it was. It's 4-2 now. Huskies with the lead. Here comes Avery Wilson. Odd man rush. Shot kicked away by Sheffer. It now buzzes in the left wing corner. McDonald holds it in. Ethan dumps it down and behind the net. Picked up by the Huskies. And the Huskies will bring it up ahead now. This is Nehemiah Barrett. And Barrett will bring it up ahead. Barrett now taps it over. It goes to Tim Monahan. He'll fire it on the hard around. Right wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by the Huskies. Jay Dunbar with a big hit. And number 19, Bruno. Now the Blue Devils will head up ice. On the breakout, this is Dunbar. Misses his man in the pass. Robbins in his own zone. Robbins now trying to catch Suhai in a line change. He'll walk right in now. This is Nick Robbins. A quick shot from the slot. Forgrave hangs on to make the save in that right side. Stoppage in play. 11:17 left in the third. 4-2 Port Huron Northern.
That could have been really dangerous. Suhai was caught making a really bad line change. I'm surprised the Port Huron defenseman didn't. You had a guy coming right in the center of the ice on the blue line. He didn't pass it up. He tried to skate it in himself, but Suhai was able to get back.
Drop of the puck. Suhai breaks it out across the neutral zone. Now across the blue line, two men going in. Kennedy to Chico. Chico down low into the left wing corner. Dominic with the puck trying to fight Hoagland. Knocked away. We get a whistle and a penalty coming up here. Stoppage in play. 11:02 left here in the third period of play. 4-2 Huskies to the lead. And a penalty call by the referee as the officials call it on Port Huron Northern. Number 9 going off for hooking Ryland Chauvin. So the Blue Devil power play goes to work, down by two goals here in the third period. A 4-2 Huskies lead and a golden opportunity to cut it down to one.
If I'm Rick Mackey, I'm telling them to let them shoot themselves in the foot. You smell blood in the water, go eat.
There is the clear on the PK off the high glass by the Huskies. Now it's Joey Engel. Engel down and behind the net. Engel with the puck now. Engel will head up ice. Now Suhai in the power play, 10:45 left in the third. They'll dump it in. Evan Kennedy fires it down in behind the net. Now Huskies at the puck, Silas Klink. Klink now will bring it up ahead. They'll shoot it down on the dashers, down and behind Forgrave. Forgrave will leave it there for Joey Engel. Engel will head up ice. For Suhai, another good PK clear by the Huskies. Now Suhai brings it up. Dunbar misses his man on the pass. Chico, an icing call on the power play. That's a groaner. 10:23 to go in the third. 1:20 left in the penalty on Chauvin. 4-2 lead for the Huskies here in the third.
You know, we saw this yesterday in the game. These passes just aren't there. You try to make these outlet passes in the neutral zone. you got to keep your feet moving. You got to go to the puck. And that is really Suhai's struggle these past two games.
Face off to the left of Forgrave as he sees it. Bringard with those two goals leading away for Burt here on Northern. He'll take the draw here, opposed by Trace Moran, and Moran wins it cleanly down and behind the net to Dunbar. Now Dunbar will head up ice in the power play. Jay Dunbar now moving the puck up the left wing side. Now Dunbar out to center. He'll dump it down and behind the Husky net. It's picked up there by Port Huron Northern, Nick Robbins. He'll play it off the netting in behind their own net. We get a stoppage, 1:02 left in the Chauvin penalty, and 10:05 left in the third period. 4-2 Port Huron Northern. Blue Devils will bring out. They'll hold on to Moran out there. Ethan McDonald for Suhai. Avery Wilson back on D is Goodrich. Now they're going to move the faceoff back into the neutral zone, away from the faceoff circle in the Husky zone. Now to the Port Huron Northern neutral zone. Goodrich will dump it down and behind the net. They'll fire it into the right wing corner. Now Nolan Johnston, he'll squeak it out to center. Moran will trail back. Trace Moran loses the puck. Now he dumps the Husky to the ice there. No penalty call, and it's dumped down to the ice. He got away with one there. Here comes Suhai. Goodrich bringing it out. Now right wing side, this is Andy Goodrich. Goodrich trying to get around the D. Goodrich fights his way around Nolan Johnston. He's bigger than him, but he's pushing him to the wall. Now out to the left point, now Cale Bell. Bell on the hard around Avery Wilson. It goes over his stick. Delay penalty call coming here against Port Huron Northern as they're unraveling here in this third period. And undisciplined play, they lose another situation where they're going to get a penalty. Nolan Johnston goes off. Now it's a 5-on-3 for Suhai with 9:27 to go in the third.
You have to wonder if maybe Rick Mackey said something in the locker room. I mean, this is a completely different team than the second period. And maybe he knew that you could get this team to unravel if you could get under their skin and press them a little bit. And I did say it. They're going to make mistakes. I didn't think it was going to be penalties. I thought more turnovers. But you know what? Suhai's feeling it right now. You got to capitalize on this 5-on-3 in the next 24 seconds.
Face off to the left of Sheffer. Draw one by the Huskies. They clear it all the way down into the Suhai zone. Jay Dunbar has it down and behind the Blue Devil net. Down by two, a 5-on-3 for Suhai. 4-2 Port Huron Northern here in the third. Now Suhai loses the puck. Hoagland in the neutral zone. Dunbar tries to hold it in. It comes out to the Suhai blue line. Now a long stretch pass. Engel, he can't hang on. Goes down and behind Sheffer. Now it's played there by Colin Orr. Orr now will loft it down the ice of the PK. Forgrave comes out the plate. He wants to keep it going. He'll leave it there for Dunbar. There's one penalty left. It's 1:20 left in the Johnston penalty. So now a one-man advantage. Joey Engel walks in for Suhai. Blue Devils down by two in the third. Now Engel sends it towards the net, and a little bouncer rolls right by the blue paint just wide. Down low, right wing corner, it's McDonald. Kennedy in behind the net. Kennedy sends it in front. It's knocked away by Robbins. Goes into the corner, held in by Dunbar. Jay Dunbar down and behind the net. Dunbar cycles the puck. He'll get it back to the point, Hoagland. Hoagland tap pass Engel. Engel left point, now right point above the faceoff circle to the right side. Dunbar the one-timer, bouncing puck, didn't get through traffic. Now Engel with it. Engel now dancing around, dangles the puck to the left wing wall. Now back out to the blue line, and Hoagland can't hang on, and a loose puck all the way in the Suhai zone, picked up by the Huskies, two-man advantage. Their walk right in, the shot, Forgrave able to steer it to the right corner. Suhai picks it up. There's 30 seconds left in the power play. Kennedy now to Chico, left wing side out to center. Dominic walks right in. Now Chico, now above the faceoff circle, shot goes well wide. Down low, right wing corner along the wall. Hills tries to hold it in. Suhai cannot, and the Huskies get to it. 15 seconds left in the Johnston penalty for Port Huron Northern, and Bringard will walk right in. Jack Bringard with two goals already. Bringard down and behind the net, dangles the puck in the corner. Bringard now looking. He can't find Matt Monahan. Monahan going after it. It comes out to the wall. Picked up by Suhai. Cale Bell. Bell gets it out to the neutral zone. Both teams at full strength as the PK works for the Huskies. And they kill off the Suhai power play. Now it's held in by Suhai. Cale Bell. Bell sends it in front. The redirect kicked away by Sheffers. And that was Hills with a good chance. Now here come the Huskies. They'll walk right in again. Jeremiah McHugh out to center. McHugh around two Blue Devils. He's bumped by Moran and sent down to the ice. Loose puck there. Now it's going to be Avery Wilson. Wilson will head up ice. Wilson up the left wing side. He'll dump it in. It goes off of the defenseman, Barrett, picked up by the Huskies. Port Huron Northern heads up ice. Now it's picked up by McHugh. He can't hang on. And now it's picked up by the Blue Devils. This is Medrick. He'll walk right in. Now Odin Medrick. Medrick dumps it down in the Husky zone. 6:40 to go in the third. 4-2 Port Huron Northern. They'll dump it down the left side of the ice, all the way into the Blue Devils zone. Picked up there by Medrick. Medrick in behind Forgrave will try to clear it out. It's stolen. Huskies have it in the slot. There's a bouncing puck. Forgrave knocks it away. The rebound is there, and that goes up and lofted in the left wing corner by number 12, Matt Graham. Held in by the Huskies. They'll dump it down to the right wing corner. Medrick goes after it. Odin Medrick trying to head up ice. Medrick trying to get around Graham, jostling with him. He'll dump it down and behind the net. 6:10 to go in the third period of play. Blue Devils get to it. This is going to be Chico in front. Hoagland is there. Hoagland now his shot knocked away. Loose puck picked up there by number 20, Joey Engel. Engel sends it in front to Chico. Chico, the shot kicked away. The rebound and the save made by Sheffer. Crashing the net is what Matt said early on they needed to do, and well, at least they did it there. Just you have to get sustained pressure. 5:54 left in the third. Still time, down 4-2.
I give it to Suhai. They're really pressured right now, and they could score two goals in this next 5:54 to go in the game to try and tie it.
From the draw, this is Bell. His shot deflects well wide in the right corner, along the wall in the Husky zone. Engel has it there. Engel fires it in the right wing corner. Tim Monahan tries to come away with it. Picked up there by Nolan Johnston. Johnston now down in behind the net. Tries to pick it up ahead over to Barrett. Barrett now taps it up. This is picked up there by number 13, Monahan. Monahan walking in. A shot. It trickles in behind the net. And now it goes into the corner. And getting a piece of that was Forgrave. Tim Monahan in between the circles, dangling around the puck from right to left. His shot blocked. Goes along the wall. McDonald is there. McDonald will head up ice. Now here comes Evan McDonald. McDonald dumps the puck down and behind the net. Now picked up by the Huskies. Suhai nearly caught on a change. A bad clear entry feed by the Huskies helped that out. That was Jake Kerrigan. And Medrick will dump it off the high glass down and behind the net. Picked up by Sheffer. Sheffer leaves it there. Kennedy steals and behind the net. Kennedy tried to set it in front. 4:50 to go in the third. 4-2 lead for the Huskies. Blue Devils from the point hold it in. Medrick fires it down and behind the net. And the Huskies have the puck. Port Huron Northern tries to head up ice. It's Barrett. Barrett up ahead to Bringard. Bringard now will clear it down and behind Forgrave. Picked up there by Goodrich. Suhai tries to head up ice. Andy Goodrich now moving in. Goodrich off the dashers to Chico. Chico now loses it. Now Bringard. Bringard to McHugh. McHugh now left wing side. McHugh brings it out now over to Matt Monahan. Monahan can't hang on. Held in by Bringard down and behind the net. Over the right wing corner along the wall. Up top now it's picked up by Robbins. Robbins now over the right corner. Monahan. Monahan with the puck. Monahan dumps it to McHugh. McHugh down low right wing corner. Loose puck there. Medrick tries to get to it. He can't. Now it's picked up by Suhai. 4 minutes to go in the hockey game in the Blue Devil end. Huskies with the puck. Jeremiah McHugh. McHugh back to Robbins. Robbins now on the hurt around down and behind the net. It goes all the way over to the left corner. Picked up there by number 19, Kyron Bruno. He'll lose it. Suhai clears it to center in the neutral zone. Here's Chico. Chico across the blue line, walking right in. Now Dominic Chico around two Huskies, walking towards the net. He goes in behind the net, tries to send it in front. Now Chico along the wall. Dominic Chico cycles the puck back to the left point. Picked up by Dunbar. Dunbar dumps it down low left wing corner. Now it's picked up there by Moran. Moran back to Dominic. Now Chico dumps it down and behind the net. Picked up by Robbins, the big defenseman, and the Huskies will head up ice. Robbins now out to the neutral zone. Stolen by Suhai. Moran moving in his shot from the right faceoff circle. Hung on to by Sheffer with 3:14 to go in the third. 4-2 Port Huron Northern.
Suhai still reeling in their offensive zone, but give it to Port Huron to, you know, they're keeping them at bay right now. If only the second period was different, this would be a completely different game, Dave.
Yeah, if they carried from the first to the second like this, you're right. It wouldn't have been 4-0, that's for sure. Now down low, left wing corner in the zone. There's a shot well wide by Kale Bell, just wide by Suhai. Jay Dunbar dumps it down into the left corner. Avery Wilson. Wilson sends it in front. Hills is there. Hills loses the puck. Now back down and behind the net now. Picked up there by Port Huron Northern. Number 22, that's played by Josh Simpson. Simpson clears the zone all the way down. There's an icing call. 2:43 to go in the third. Two-goal lead, 4-2 for Port Huron Northern. And you're getting close to time when you pull your goaltender. This might be it here. Forgrave's coming to the bench. Oh, he's gonna. Rick's gonna instruct him when he wants him to come out, I think. As
there's maybe equipment malfunction.
That
here.
Might be too. Usually that's somebody
not
else.
Not the head coach's job.
yeah. That's what I was thinking. Usually one of your assistants would do that, but Rick taking things matters into his own hands and takes care of that for Tristan. He's like, I don't need to lose any more players. There's a shot by Dunbar. Dumps it down and behind the net. Kennedy with it there. And now Kennedy down low into the right wing corner. Kennedy cycles the puck, trying to find Chico. McHugh, now Chico holding on. 2:25 to go here in the third. 4-2 lead for the Huskies. And now Port Huron Northern will clear it out. Bringard with the puck. And Jack Bringard brings it out across the blue line. Bringard moving in. Bringard's shot blocked. Chico hit him hard. Now Colin Orr with the puck. Goes down low and behind the net. Now the Huskies in the left wing corner go after it. Jeremiah McHugh times a tick in 2 minutes left. 4-2 Port Huron Northern. And now this is the Huskies with it. Bringard, he has it stolen by Hoagland. Hoagland will break out. This is might be where Forgrave will leave if Suhai can get it deep in the Huskies zone. Now it's shot in by Cale Bell. Goes off the boards into the neutral zone. Huskies pick it up. Goaltender stays in for Suhai. Now it's played by Jay Dunbar. Now cleared in by Hoagland. Hoagland dumps it in down and behind the net. Now it's Robbins. Robbins will deflect it up ahead, back out to the neutral zone. Shot right back in by Cale Bell. And now Logan Sheffer will hold on to it. And now this is the Huskies with the puck. This is knocked away. Bruno up ahead to McHugh. Minute 20 to go in the hockey game. Port Huron Northern with sustainable puck pressure. Walking right in. They have the lead. Colin Orr over to Bruno. Poke checked away by Forgrave. Now it comes along the wall. Back down and behind the net. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. They'll play it around. Swing it to Joey Engel. And Engel will head up ice. Engel pass up ahead to Moran. Moran will dump it in. 4-2 lead with a minute to go in the hockey game. And a 4-2 lead for Port Huron Northern. And the goaltender is pulled. The puck is loose across the Suhai zone. Walking in. Backhand shot. Empty net goes wide by Josh Simpson. It goes down and behind the Suhai net. Picked up by Cale Bell. Bell will try to head up ice. 4-2 lead for the Huskies. Blue Devils now with 40 seconds to go in the hockey game. Stretch pass. They miss Engel on that pass. And now Orr with it. Orr tries to clear it to the blue line. Held in. Medrick. Medrick fires it to the right corner. 30 seconds to go. Goaltenders pulled for Suhai. They're down 4-2. Now the Huskies dump it out the center. Cale Bell has it. He'll play it in his own neutral zone. Now it's Engel. Engel with 20 seconds to go. Joey will dump it in on Sheffer. It goes wide of the net. Now Colin Orr. He'll play it on the hard around. It comes out to the point. Engel can't hold it in. And now Simpson's hauled down at center. They're going to call a penalty with 9.7 seconds to go. And the Blue Devils are going to fall below 500 to 7-8-2. Port Huron Northern to 6-10 with this win here. And they'll get a sweep on the weekend. Engel will go in the penalty box. That will get Forgrave back in the net for Suhai. So the downstate teams will sweep. They'll sweep the Northern Michigan and the UP team here today and this weekend. Suhai dumps it down. Sheffer plays the puck, and that will do it as the horn will sound. And the final score, 4-2, as Suhai falls to the Port Huron Northern Huskies by the score of 4-2, and they get swept on the weekend. A tough break for the Devils. Thought they really matched up well, and they did against Port Huron Northern. Like Matt said, if they would have played three periods of hockey like they played the first and the third, they would have been in great shape. But Matt, they fall to below 500. Tough break on the weekend, but they show good effort in the third period.
They did. Really unfortunate that they came out so flat in the second. But it's hard, I would have a talking to the team, kind of what in the heck happened that second period. You need to clean those up. They're still having troubles breaking out of their own zone. The passes aren't there, their outlet passes. They're not using the boards like they can. I know they can. We've seen them play good hockey. Unfortunately, they didn't play the full 60. If the first and the third could have been like the it wasn't like the second period, I should say, it would be a completely different game. They probably would have won this game 4-2, 4-1 themselves.
Well, here's hoping they get George Bauman back. Coming out of the COVID protocols, that would be big. That adds to your depth. I think he really would help them in a key clog in there. I thought he played really good last weekend. Here's hoping they don't lose anybody else to the COVID protocols, because, of course, that is top of mind right now, but you got to keep on trudging forward. And, hey, you go to the public school showcase, have a good chance to showcase your talent against quality public school teams in Jenison and Novi. And we're getting down to the nitty-gritty at the end of the regular season really now. As now you look at it, they have 6 to 7 games left, and just preparing for the state tournament now as you keep on going.
You got to look at this roster, Dave, and how young they are.
Yeah.
What is it, 2 seniors? Is it 2?
Is it 2? Yes, yes.
2 seniors, the rest are sophomores, freshmen, a few juniors. You know, all these games are learning curves for some of these guys, maybe playing high school hockey for the first time, you know, in their careers. So it's all a learning curve. If they can get everyone, all these young guys back, it's going to be a strong team come 2 or 3 years. If this core can stay like it is, it'll be a fun team to watch, but it's all a learning curve. These young guys are getting good experience. You know, play a full 60 minutes, like we said. You know, keep moving forward, learn from your mistakes, and they're going to be a fun team in a few years.
Andy Goodrich and Joey Engel are the 2 seniors on the team, and like Matt said, you got a bunch of sophomores, a bunch of freshmen on that squad as well. And really, you look at it, they don't have a lot of juniors. They have 1, 2, 3 juniors, so it's heavy on the sophomores on this club. If as long as you can keep them from other programs, you know, that are circling around, including my other partner, who is always, you know, looking at the players as well. That's the other thing you got to look at as you go forward. But well, you know, they can turn it around next week down in Chelsea. Matt, thanks for joining us this weekend here. A lot of fun calling these games with you here this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hope to see you in February.
Yep, and we have a couple more home games left, one more radio scheduled game. But thanks, Matt, our hockey analyst. And I'll be back with the post-game show in a moment. We'll take 1 minute break and back with the post-game show to close up shop. Sioux High Falls to Port Huron, Northern 4-2. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Big Bear Arena, and it's, of course, post-game show on Radio Sioux of Sioux High Hockey, the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Here's the totals of today's game, as it was Port Huron Northern jumping out to a 1-0 lead in the first period. It was scoreless for a good portion of that period. 16:34, the first goal. Jack Bringard would score it unassisted, as it was a weird play to the right side of the net. Tristan Forgrave would try to poke check the puck away. It would bounce all the way to the side of the net. Bringard would be able to tap it in past Forgrave, who's out of position. Unassisted goal at 16:34 of the opening period of play. 1-0, Port Huron Northern with the lead. Even strength goal then for Port Huron Northern. Nick Robbins would score the goal for the Huskies, and that would be at 2:27 of the second period. Assisting on the goal, Kyron Bruno, to a 2-0 Husky lead in the second period. Also in the second, number 20, Nolan Johnston would score. Assisting on that, number 7, Jeremiah McHugh, and that would come the way of a 5:46 time of that goal. It was a power play goal in that middle stanza as well. And then Jack Bringard would score a second goal of the hockey game. Kyron Bruno and Nolan Johnston with the assists on the goal at 7:29. And a 4-0 Huskies lead. Sioux High looked very lethargic in that second period of play. It was kind of puzzling, as Matt and I said during the course of the broadcast, when that occurred in that middle stanza. But then Evan Hoagland, looking to try to just create a spark, lifted the puck like Mike Legg in the 1996 NCAAs for Michigan. Over the shoulder he'd go with the puck, as he would lay it like he's taking a pizza out of an oven and slip it right over the shoulder of the goaltender Logan Sheffer at 16:14 of the second period of play. Even strength goal. It's a 4-1 lead for Port Huron Northern. Into the second period, or third period of play, the Huskies started to get a little undisciplined, taking several penalties. Devils overall did not capitalize, but they did on one. A power play at 4:37. Evan Hoagland would score. Jay Dunbar with the assist on the goal. It was top of the blue line, about middle of the ice, above the two faceoff circles. He'd bury it past Sheffer, and that would make it a 4-2 hockey game. That's how the game would end, as Sioux High could not get any closer, and they fall to Port Huron Northern by the score of 4-2. With the loss, Blue Devils are below 500 again at 7-8-2. Port Huron Northern now, with the win, gets to 6-10. on the season. It's time for a look at our hockey docket, and Sioux High Hockey will be back in action on Friday night, or Friday late afternoon, at the Michigan High School Public Hockey Showcase in Chelsea, Michigan, at the Arctic Coliseum. They'll play in the South Rink on Friday against Jenison. Face-off show will come your way 3:45 and thereabouts. I'll have the call from Chelsea in the Michigan Public High School Hockey Showcase on Friday. Saturday will be a 1:45 face-off show. Sioux High will take on Novi. I'll have the call both days in Chelsea, Michigan. Time for our next game preview, and it is Blue Devil boys basketball on Monday. Pickford Panthers at Sioux High. I'll have the call from the Sioux High gym. Face-off show will come your way around 7 o'clock or thereabouts. Ray Bell will join me for the call on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. A reminder, don't forget about the game over on News Talk 1400 on Monday at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock. Scott Nason will be back. He'll have Dave McKeg Jr. from Sioux, Ontario to talk hockey on the north side of the St. Mary's River of all levels. And also Butch on Sports. Your co-host Butch Davis will stop by on the second hour, and they'll hit the regional and national spectrum of sports on the game. And usually Scott also has a local guest in there as well in the first hour, and he looks at all the different happenings of all local sports in that first hour as well. It's the Sioux St. Marie's only local, regional, national sports show, The Game, over on News Talk 1400, 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday night. Of course, over on News Talk 1400 and thegamesportsshow.com. Sioux High Hockey Pub Night tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Pasta, meatballs, salad, bread at the CC Hall on off Sheridan Drive in the downtown Sioux. And tickets are $10. You can get them at the door. Cash bar. They'll have, of course, music after 8 o'clock. And all proceeds go to Blue Devil Hockey. Replays of Sioux High Hockey broadcasts here on Radio Sioux can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. The early game today, it was Warren D. LaSalle, 4-1 over the Traverse City West Titans. So the two downstate teams, of course, down in southern Michigan, go 2-0. Warren D. LaSalle and Port Huron Northern against the northern Michigan foe, Traverse City West, and the Sioux High Blue Devils. You have been listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Matt Erbick, today's broadcast engineer, who once again did a tremendous job, Tiffany Stratton, I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score from the Big Bear Arena, it was the Port Huron Northern Huskies 4, the Sioux High Blue Devils 2. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.